And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Joey Erdo.
Joey Erdo to you, and Eric and Tricia in studio. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! And this is the great theme song, Man From U.N.C.L.E. Coming back, Eric, you might remember that.
No. Yeah, I remember Man From U.N.C.L.E., but this sounds like some cheesy 80s movie.
Oh, an 80s movie? Oh,
this is the the theme to Street Fighter 2.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The video game version. I remember that. Yeah, Street Fighter.
Uh-huh. Street Fighter. And it's all in honor of our next guest. We're getting him on the phone right now. He stars not only in Hell on Wheels, but also Street Fighter the movie. Remember that movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I remember not seeing it.
All right, well, yeah. Well, it's thanks a lot. No, but Street Fighter.
The man with iron fist, of course.
No, Street Fighter, based on the video game. Come on. Yes.
Now I can tell.
Why?
Because the
different ring
came on and said, please try again.
Oh, really? Please try again.
About and again.
A boot.
I'll spare you my accent. But we're in a moment. Hopefully we'll have on. What did she say? Again?
She was speaking in French.
Really?
Oh, French.
French. So why was it please try again?
Here, do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Well, let's hear this.
We're going to do an analysis of a voicemail, right?
Yes, a voicemail or an operator, a Canadian operator.
It'll be a voice female or a voicemail?
Caitlin.
Oh, Jenner.
Here we go. Hello, Byron?
The customer you are calling is unavailable at the moment. Please try again later.
Again?
L'abonné que vous désirez joindre ne peut vous répondre en ce moment.
I want to meet her tonight at the bar crawl.
That's what happens when you call a Canadian number.
Can I meet her at the bar crawl?
I don't know. I think she's in Canada.
Okay.
Wow.
Interesting.
I never heard of that. That's amazing.
Well, we'll try again. We'll try again.
Again.
Again in a few moments. Yeah. But
that's a bilingual like voicemail
what?
Thing.
So what?
Yes, it is. It's bilingual.
Oh, lingual. Okay.
Yeah, to say.
What?
I don't think he tasted the salami.
You didn't?
Oh, of course not. What are you talking about?
Tagliatelle bolognese.
It's not my job. But
all right. Well,
where was I?
I don't know. You want pizza?
Oh, we're thinking of doing this new bit. Yeah, because we have a little time right now.
We have a moment.
So
then we'll try again.
But this is our tagline, and it's a more of a political type of satire show with straight shooters.
Yes.
You know, we're thinking of something like that as a segment.
Like,
but we had to come up with the jingle.
We had to.
So here's a jingle that we're experimenting with and see if you like it. So Eric and Joseph and the listeners out there, see if you like this. Here it goes. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm a little bit liberal.
I'm a little bit to the right.
When we discuss things.
Sometimes we fight.
I'm also a little bit libertarian.
And I am too.
You are Mormon.
And you're a Jew.
Anyway, how do you like it?
Can you check our listenership numbers? What just happened?
They just dropped.
Are we still on the air?
Eric, is that acceptable?
Now you know why we don't go to karaoke.
No, how does that work? Is that a good jingle?
Yeah, just sing it a little better.
We didn't.
I'll bring my guitar in next time, and we can.
Yeah.
Now you know why I don't go to karaoke. I'm not a singer.
So can we,
Greg? If we're still on the air, Greg, please help us, please. Should I call?
If Greg
him?
Were here, would he have not allowed that?
I think Greg would have walked out.
Yeah, he probably would have
been. It would have been like.
So Eric, is that done. We got some potential here?
Yeah, he needs a little rehearsal though.
But we'll tape it then. Okay. Yeah. You know, there's a wealth of political
taping. It's not going to make any difference.
Oh yeah, maybe you'll have.
I
to
think we
it.
Just did that, didn't we?
I think so. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's taped. It's on taped. It's.
Oh, but that's embarrassing.
I think you mean like auto tuned. You needed auto tuned.
We never rehearsed.
I can put an auto tuner on here if that helps.
But can you imagine the wealth for the next almost 2 years, a year and a half of things we could talk about politically?
Because of that jingle you just sang?
No, because of every like the debates coming up a week and a half from now or so, right, or next week. With the 10, but they're trying to get it to 16 or 18.
Yes, that should be pretty interesting, especially with Donald Trump involved.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, sorry.
Let's try it again.
Okay.
Again.
I'm a little bit liberal.
No, no, not that. Let's not try that. No, not that. The phone call, our guest.
Oh, I thought you meant
saying. I'm desperately trying to save this segment.
All right, let me try this.
How about this? We haven't talked about some of the movies that we've missed over the last several months. Of course, there's so many movies that come out during the summer that I can barely keep up with them. And now, you remember when Pitch Perfect 2 came out? The other big movie that came out?
I like the first one.
Right, but the other big movie that came out was, of course, Mad Max Fury Road.
Yes.
And everyone was just...
I don't think I saw that, though.
Well, everyone was just raving about it. And you were like telling me, why didn't you see that? Why aren't we talking about that movie? You know, because everyone was just saying how wonderful it was.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you why we didn't review it.
Yeah.
Because it's actually one of the worst movies of the entire year.
You saw it?
Yes. I saw it a few weeks ago. And, you know, again...
It was bad?
It is so bad. It is so bad. I mean, it is just nonstop...
Mad Max?
Yeah, nonstop action in the worst possible way. Did you see it?
I
have not.
I never liked the first ones with Mel Gibson anyway.
Well, this one is...
I probably wouldn't like it.
No, I think that you would absolutely hate it. I mean, I was so bored watching it. I mean, for an action movie, the action was so boring, and it's just nonstop just insanity. It's like watching,
Animal... Isn't there a cute girl involved?
Charlize Theron, but she's got... Yeah.
She's in that?
She looks different.
Terrorizing?
Charlize Theron.
Are you all right?
Wait, isn't that the one in Thousand Ways to
Die? It's another language, Dave.
Isn't that the one in I call her a different name.
Charlize Theron?
I thought it was Terrorizing or something.
Terrorizing?
No.
No, that's a medication. That's the medication that you're...
How do you spell her last name?
T-H-E-R-O-N.
Yeah, Theron.
Theron?
Theron.
Theron.
Very good.
T-H...
How do you say it?
E-R-O-N. Theron, Charlize Theron.
No, Theron.
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 There.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize. Change your first name. Well, anyway, she's cute.
Yes, but she doesn't
look...
It all
boiled down to she's cute.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Insightful.
This is exactly why we're getting emails about,
great.
It all boils down to is
anyone
she
comment, I'm a little bit liberal.
No.
No?
Well, but Mad Max Fury Road, I would absolutely...
Okay,
you know, I wouldn't even touch it with
that.
A stick. This is one of the year's worst movies. It's just absolute nonsense.
The Rock in there?
No, Bane. It's got Bane in it.
Who's Bane? Bane Capital?
Tom Hardy.
Oh, Tom Hardy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. So I thought that was just absolutely horrible. Poltergeist, I checked out as well. I think that's kind of not in theaters anymore. But Poltergeist.
Was that good?
Of course, a remake of the original one. Let's talk about the 80s. No, that one wasn't good either.
Okay.
That was like I was watching an old movie, only it wasn't good. I mean, it was like very dated.
Movie.
Yeah, it was just like a bad movie. Sam Rockwell, I felt really bad that this is like one of his first bad movies. So,
shame, I like him.
Yeah, so this is why we don't cover some of these movies.
What other ones?
Let's see. Going through the list here. Spy, I checked out Spy. Of course, Melissa McCarthy.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? Okay, I finally saw it. And
I heard it was hilarious.
It's okay. It's okay. I would probably still give it a thumbs up, but it's a very, very mild thumbs up. Perhaps it is because everyone was saying how wonderful it was.
Well, compared to some of the other McCarthy films recently.
Honestly, I agree with that.
She plays the same character every movie.
Yes. Yeah, well, this one's a little bit different of a character.
Yeah.
But as much as everyone's saying, this is so much better than her other movies, I actually preferred her other movies, Identity Thief and stuff. I didn't care for Spy that much. It's okay. I think... the reason that I'm not giving a thumbs down because I think Melissa McCarthy is entertaining to watch regardless of what she's doing. I'm a fan of Mike and Molly, the TV show.
My friends were telling me it was Ruffalo.
What? Mark Ruffalo?
Ruffalos have ridges.
Rolling on the floor.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Ruffle mouth.
Yes, but I did not care for Spy that much. I would still give it a thumbs up. It's entertaining enough, but and perhaps it's because everyone else was saying it was just hilarious and I heard so many wonderful things about it.
Sometimes what you go in anticipating can change the outcome of the film for you.
I completely agree. And that one I didn't care for tremendously. I'm trying to check the list, see if there's any others that I saw that we haven't talked about.
Did you ever see The Women in Gold?
I tried watching it. I didn't. I'm going to try again.
Oh.
But
I don't know, Joseph, because a lot of my friends, I mean, they cried in it. They said it was excellent.
We can always talk about, you know, other people, the third person type of thing, but we don't know until we've seen it.
Believe me, I tried to see it.
Yeah.
It was on the cruise ship that we were on, and I tried to go see it for three showings, and
wow.
It was sold out.
It
and
was?
People were sitting in the theater 30, 45 minutes before the movie started to make sure they got their seats.
Well, I heard, too, you know, that movie Selfless that came out last weekend, mm-hmm. speaking of Ryan Reynolds.
That?
I didn't see it yet, but you know my friend Danny loved the movie. He thought it was he said it was one of the best movies he saw this year. But I talked to other people, and they said it was one of the worst movies they saw this year.
You never know till you see it.
So you've got to see these movies to
Well, certain things call something out in you, too.
Yes.
You know,
and
it's on your experience. You see it through your own lenses.
He hated Jurassic World. Danny hated Jurassic World. He saw nothing
in
that.
I liked
it. I didn't think it was that great either.
Oh, really?
I didn't hate it, but it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Well, I don't hate it. You, but you're not that great either.
Oh, that's
okay. He can have his own opinion.
Oh. Yes, he is. He's awesome.
You can have your own opinion.
I can have an opinion about Eric.
We love Eric. Eric is awesome.
It's not a
fact. I want to make a public announcement.
Kathleen's better because she bought the pastries.
And we want to thank
her. They're donuts. They're not
pastries. Kathleen bought them, but Eric brought them.
Yeah, but I want to publicly over the air say thank you, Kathleen, for bringing these delicious donuts. I've had two of them. They're delicious.
Which ones did you have?
I had the apple fritter and this frosty one.
And then the berry.
Frosty.
The berry
frosty.
Oh, berry,
berry. And so thank you, Kathleen, your sweetheart. And Eric, thank you for transporting them.
That was the easy part, Dave.
Transporting.
And we love Eric. I'm sorry, Joseph. We love Eric. But we love Joseph,
I have
too,
opinions
though.
Of Joseph, too, but I just can't say him on the radio.
Hey.
Joseph, we love you, too. Look, I'm going to write... I love you on your shirt.
On
somebody
shirt.
Already
Time
did.
Capsule.
It says right up there on his right shoulder. I love you, Joe.
Oh, they do say that, don't
yes.
they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's always the wrong people. But hopefully I'll meet the right people tonight.
There's one there,
Mr. Wright will come along.
Hey.
Oh, my God. What the
Greg
heck?
Wins See? The bet. Where is he?
What is going on here?
No.
No.
But right now, we will take another break and... Mortal Kombat, which was also made into
I think
a film.
I saw that, maybe.
It's more like Manic Kombat.
Yeah. No, Mortal Kombat, remember when you get them just right, their head and their spine would come out.
In person or the game?
The game.
Oh.
I don't remember.
I don't get into fights, so I don't know what happens.
Your spine would not come out with your head like that. Like
it wouldn't?
This sounds more a Chinese flavor to it.
Asian.
Isn't it?
Didn't it take place in Asia?
Yeah, it's Asian.
I have a craving for egg rolls right now.
Yeah, I
can. You do too?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, get some egg rolls. Kathleen, egg rolls.
Oh, yes. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.